Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports bylaw studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. I've been doing this for decades. That's right, knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Straight up, we're going to talk boxing and MMA for 2 hours. I want to get into depth on the revision of the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. That's right, Dana White looking to strip. Listen, boxers, with the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act that Senator John McCain put together, of course, it had no teeth. It had no enforcement, per se, because John McCain was heavily influenced by Senator Harry Reid of Las Vegas. Of course, he, in Nevada, has a big stake as far as boxing is concerned. So anyway, they softened up the bill a little bit. It was a 1996 bill, I believe, the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act, but it gave boxers some rights. In other words, when fighters fought, they knew how much money the promoter was getting. They knew how much they were getting, allegedly. Anyway, it made things a little bit better. Now Dana White's got something going. Of course, he wants to take over boxing like he did the world of MMA. He wants to he wants to change the Ali Act. And listen, I got news for you. The Ali Act doesn't go deep enough for protecting fighters. It just doesn't. It has all kinds of flaws. Of course, I talked about the Senator John McCain was involved with that as well. You know, he was a guy that really spearheaded this. And then I went to him and I told him, you know, it's got flaws. There's no enforcement in this. The Attorney General can't do anything. Bottom line is, John McCain said to me, "Nah, let me do my thing. You do yours." But the bottom line is, I did approach John McCain on his Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act, and now they want to take it apart. I thought it was limited then. I think it's limited now. And of course, anytime Dana White gets a hold of something, it's going to be anti-labor. That's just the way it is. Of course, last night, Xander Zayas remained undefeated. He defeated a game fighter for the WBO 154-pound title. We'll talk about that. Clarissa Shields in action. She was a winner as well. Of course, the world, I don't know what to call her. They call her the gloat. The gloat. The greatest woman of all time. That's gloat. The gloat. Bottom line is, I got people in the other room laughing at me here. But the bottom line is, she's okay. I give her props. She keeps winning these fights. She's the most exciting lady in the entire world of women's boxing. But guess what? She gets the job done. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 2 hours of Ring Talk coming to you live on Sports Byline.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming here to all the media and press. Thank you for being here to support our fight tonight. I know you enjoyed the fight, but I thought, although the decision is it's not really a favor to me, like, I'm sad. But
He deserved to be sad because I thought that Manny Pacquiao won last week. Of course, I'm talking about the fight he had with Barrios. What an unbelievable fight it was. When I say unbelievable, it's that the guy's known as El Azteca. He's like 5'11" or 6 feet tall, and he crouched. He crouched into Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao turned professional as a mini flyweight, folks, 107.5 pounds. I kid you not. So what I'm trying to tell you is that he's just a blown up little tiny guy. All right, but so you've got like an 8 or a 9 inch height advantage over him, and you're leaning in, and you're tapping gloves before rounds, and come on, man. Barrios did everything but French kiss Manny Pacquiao during that fight. It was unbelievable. The scores were 115-113 for Barrios, 114-114, and 114-114, meaning in a draw, a majority draw. Of course, the fans had it 114-114 at BoxRec.com. I thought that Manny Pacquiao might have pulled that out. I really did. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the 46-year-old coming back. But the bottom line is, when you get shafted, you get shafted. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last night, of course, we had 22-year-old Xander Zayas. The next Puerto Rican Rage? Maybe. 22-0, 13 kills. Of course, he took on Jorge Chino Garcia. Garcia came in at 33-4 with 26 kills. A tested guy, no doubt about it, 154 pounds. I mean, he was a good fighter. He came to fight. There was no doubt about it, of course. But Xander Zayas, the Puerto Rican sensation, the next coming of Tito Trinidad, the next coming of Miguel Cotto, I don't know. But the bottom line is, he won last night. Scores were 116-112, 8-4 in rounds, 118-110, 10-2 in rounds, 119-109, 11-1 in rounds, according to the judges. I thought it was a lot closer. When I say a lot closer, I'm not trying to say that Zayas didn't win, but he sure didn't look impressive. In fact, Frank 1961, the House Historian on Twitch.tv, was saying there's a lot of mixed results on his performance. But the bottom line is, I think we're asking too much of him. I think early on, he fought the right guys, and he was the benefactor of the slick matchmaking of Top Rank. Top Rank, listen, Top Rank can make the Impeccable One and myself, who make us both contenders. They could. That's how good they are at picking guys to fight. Seriously, they'll find guys They do. They will dig people up in graveyards. But the bottom line is they do find guys that have decent records and this and that. And the fight on paper looks competitive, but they know their guy's going to win. But last night, it was supposed to be that way, and it didn't go down that way. So I thought the scores were a lot closer. But at the end of the day, Xander Saez is the WBO, the Puerto Rican Boxing Organization. Of course, he is their 154-pound champion. Now, listen, I'm all for guys winning titles, okay? I mean, you know, titles pay bills and that kind of good stuff. The belt looks good. And, of course, Tommy D gets to take a picture with Xander Zayas and that kind of good stuff. So the belt and all that kind of good stuff looks good. But I really think we're starting to water things down a little bit too much now. I mean, I don't know if I would call that a world championship considering the other guys at 154. You know what I'm trying to say? Let's bring in Tommy D on that one. Tommy D, you feel me on that?
I do feel you on that. I like the little shot you gave, the WBO, you know, the Puerto Rican organization. And I just like the way
did I tell you how the WBO got started? There was three disgruntled Puerto Ricans in the WBA. That's what it was. That's how they started the WBO. Okay. And one of them had a major problem.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, it snowed. You didn't know it snowed in Puerto Rico? You didn't know?
Yeah, no, I don't even know how to answer that. No, I didn't know. I didn't know Pedro had snowed in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it snowed a lot. It snowed a lot for this guy. No doubt about that.
Oh my God!
Now, Xander Zayas, you were there last night. How was the crowd?
Let me say, the atmosphere was great. The crowd was great. And it was not just for the Xander Zayas fight. It was a lot of Latinos on the card. The co-main event was Bruce Shushu Carrington, New York guy. I mean, the crowd was up for everyone. And let me say this, and I don't think we spoke about this yet, and it should be noted.
Oh, don't tell you people we talk in advance. And we're supposed to, this is all supposed to be spontaneous and on the air. My producer's throwing rocks at the glass between us. He didn't blow our cover, did he?
Damn, what are we doing here?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. No, but hey, I didn't mention this. I'll mention it now. This is honest truth. Usually, you know, in the early fights, the first two or three fights, you know, the crowd is like maybe a quarter of the way filled. Let me tell you, the crowd filled up pretty early in that fight. By the third fight, I think it was almost filled up, and no kidding, which to me is pretty impressive. Now, I know they fought in the Hulu Theater. You know, it only fits about 5,500, mm-hmm. Give or take. But, you know, still pretty impressive that people showed up at 6 o'clock, 6:15, 6:30, you know, and was there to watch the early card as well. So
okay, I got to get something off my chest here. You know what was the best thing about having referee Harvey Dick in the semi-main event last night?
What?
He couldn't ruin the main event. Harvey, oh, I'm sorry, that's a misprint. Harvey Duck. Duck Dick is the same to me.
Yeah, you really don't like Harvey Duck, don't you?
I'm not a big Harvey Duck fan. He pulled some. Didn't you pull? Wasn't he the guy that, like, him and Devin Haney were holding hands together in that Ryan Garcia fight?
Oh, come on, man.
Weren't
you always
they?
Got to find a way to bring Devin Haney into the conversation.
Oh,
why do
no.
You do
Devin
this?
Haney's my favorite fighter. In fact, we're starting a Devin Haney fan club here in San Francisco.
Jesus. Oh, my
we
God.
We are. I've got to go to the Castro to start it, but that's another story. Anyway, let's get back to last night's card. Shushu Carrington, now 16 is it, 9 KOs. I mean, he won almost every round. It's not every round. I mean,
yeah.
There were some close rounds there, but they weren't, how can I put this? The guy came in as the beast, but he sort of didn't have any claws.
No, he didn't. I mean, the guy, you know, was an undefeated fighter. You know, and like, you know, it's hard to gauge these guys that fight in, like, in Africa, you know, because you don't know who they're fighting out there to get that undefeated record or those good records. So,
Tommy D, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're a bit of a boxing historian. When's the last time a guy came out of Africa that shined?
Icorte, maybe?
Icorte was from Ghana. You consider Ghana, wasn't he from Ghana? Or Guyana.
Isn't that in Africa?
We're not going into geography. Obviously, you and I didn't pass geography when it came to it. And hey, the impeccable one's like laughing at the other one because, do you know? What is it?
What? Do I know what?
He's laughing as if he didn't even get the. Anyway, hey, listen.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bottom line was Bruce Shushu Carrington won by scores of 119-109. He deserved to 120-108 on one other card and 119-109. But he didn't put a punctuation mark on last night. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, but he didn't because, you know, he should have stopped the guy. But the guy was extremely tough. He took a good shot. he kept coming. You know, the thing with Shushu is that I would love to see him set up his shots more than really just go and, you know, beat up the guy.
And just throw.
If that makes sense. Because sometimes, you know, the worst shots are the ones that you don't see coming. And, you know, he was pretty much straightforward on the front foot the whole entire fight. And, you know, there were times he was telling the company, he was leaning up against the corner, telling the guy to come in, which was a little bit crazy. And he got caught a couple of times doing that. But yeah, I would like to see him set up his shots a little more. And he hurt him to the body in the third or fourth round. And it was a clear, and I'm yelling, go to the body. And a couple other people were, but you know, these fighters are getting too much, you know, in love with these, you know, headshots. You know, I would love to see them, you know, throw more shots to the body and try to break the guy down.
You know, I remember hitting guys in the body. You could hear it. No, I'm not talking about the punch. I mean, you could hear the life coming out of them.
Yes. Yeah.
You can hear
and
it.
And I thought I heard that in round, I'm telling you, it was round three or four. It was early in the fight. He hit him with a right hook to the body. So, you know, I thought he hurt him, but he didn't go there enough, in my opinion. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when you like a fighter, like I do like Shushu, and I support Shushu. He's got a nice story. He's a good kid, humble family. You know, sometimes you might be extra critical of guys, you know, because you want to see them do, you know, better than what they did, and you're expecting a knockout. But I don't think so in this case. I think he looked good. He won every round pretty much. And, you know, just a few things. We'd love to see him go to the body. But we're not going to be able to gauge just until he, you know, fights one of these world champions and, you know, and see how well he really is.
Okay. Emiliano Vargas, he's son of Fernando Vargas, now 15 zip, 13 kills, 42 seconds. Alexander Espinoza, 20-3 came in, 20-3 with 9 KOs and a draw. Bottom line is 42 seconds, he lit him up like the White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, it took like one punch pretty much. And the guy, it was an awkward.
Was it legit? Awkward, was it a legit punch?
It looked legit. I got to admit, I wasn't in my seat when it happened. I had moved back, so I didn't get the real close look like I wanted to. But when I saw it on camera, it just, I don't know. It looked a little funny, but, you know, the guy was hurt. The guy looked like he was going to get up and then
when
he went
when
back
you say,
down.
When you say, well, let's go to a station break in about a minute. But when you say a little funny, are you trying to say that the guy might have been looking for, like, an easy way out?
I think, yeah. I think maybe he just felt like, you know what, don't get back up because it might be a lot worse. Maybe that might have went through his mind because it looked like he was going to get up and then, you know, he kind of stumbled back down and they stopped the fight. That's how I took from it. I mean, there's no shame or discredit to what Emiliano did. You know, Emiliano, I think he's going to be a really, really good fighter. I don't want to use the word great yet. Okay. You know, we have to see. We have to see him grow.
Here's what's up, though. This guy, Alexander Espinoza, he has to go home. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, I don't know. I could never go home after getting, like, not, with a non-effort. You know where I'm coming from? At least I tried. Everybody, you have to give it.
I agree. If you want it, if you want to be a fighter and you want to go for it and give it, you know, you got to give it your all.
Yeah.
You know, so
42 seconds.
You know, not this goal, live to fight another day crap.
42 seconds. Anyway, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My brother had a vasectomy a few years ago, and he found out the hard way it doesn't always work. And it can make your baby black.
Tommy D, no comment?
No comment, definitely. 100% no comment.
Of course,
Sir, no comment, and I plead the fifth.
Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shock Caller. I don't think I gave him the proper introductions early on, but of course he is the Sunday Shock Caller. He's in the house, no doubt about that. Last night he was at the Little Garden. Of course, we'll talk about Madison Square Garden. Of course, Sanders ISA winner, of course, now 22 and zip. More power to him. What does he do next?
Xander?
Yeah.
I think here's what he said he's going to do next. I just don't know who he's fighting. He's going to have a title defense in Puerto Rico. They already announced that, and they announced it in the post-presser.
He's a WBO champion. The WBO is based in Puerto Rico. The WBO was started by three disgruntled Puerto Ricans with the WBA. I kid you not, they were pissed off because they weren't getting the recognition that South American fighters were getting, Puerto Rican fighters in the WBA or the WBC. So they start the WBC. So they started, you know, and the WBA. So they started their own little thing. More power to them. But the bottom line is, I don't know. So he fights at home. Based on last night's fight, I don't think I would be like chomping at the bit to see him again right away. Do you feel me?
I feel you, and I think, you know, unless you're a fan, like you know, we are fans of Xander. Yeah. Let's, you know, we just got to be honest with ourselves and what we see and what we're watching. You know, I do want to see Xander again because I want to see him make corrections and so, especially if he's going to take what it looks like might be a tune-up, because I don't see him fighting any of the champions in Puerto Rico. You know, maybe he'll fight a top 10 guy, but somebody in the lower tier, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Somebody he's probably going to fight somebody he's supposed to beat.
Well, Frank 1961, House historian, says he thinks the criticism is based on the fact that maybe he lacks power.
Yeah, and we've said that. I think we spoke about that before.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the power at 154. And I think he's killing himself to make the weight at 154. If you look at pictures of the weigh-in, I was there at the weigh-in. His face looked a little bit, you know, like Skeletor of He-Man a little bit. Maybe he's struggling to make the weight, and that maybe hurt him as well. Maybe if he goes to 160, he might be stronger. Listen, the kid is 22 years old. He hasn't really got his man strength yet. So maybe those are some of the things that's lacking or helping him lacking the power that we thought he had.
Well, if you were his matchmaker, would you put him in with Virgil Ortiz?
No way. Don't do it. Not now. No way. And if they do it, Pedro, I'm going to beg the boxing establishment to not do it here in New York, because I don't want to go home crying, because there are going to be a lot of Puerto Ricans that are going to be crying in person. You're going to see grown men cry when Xander loses to Virgil Ortiz. He's not ready for him yet. That's just my honest opinion.
Okay, it looks like the WBC, my buddy, Jose Suleiman's son, I'm talking about Mauricio Suleiman, is, in fact, you saw him a fortnight ago. How was he? Was he pleasant?
He was pleasant. He was respectable. You know.
Did he run from you like Hulk Hogan ran from me?
No. He didn't run. He did. So we spoke from afar because I was in my seat and he was like over the barrier. We spoke a little bit, and then you know he acknowledged me and what I told him, and you know I mentioned you, and then I saw him outside. He came. He stopped. He shook my hand. We spoke, and he kept saying how much he loved you. So and I said please call him, and you know he said I think he said he would call and.
You know,
he's still waiting.
If his love is painful, the WBC. The reason why I brought him in is the WBC has opted not to suspend Francisco Rodriguez after his 12 round beatdown of Galal Yafai. Rodriguez's post fight drug tests through VADA and through the WBC's clean boxing program detected the stimulant heptaminol. Instead, the WBC have placed Rodriguez on a 12-month probation period. Oh my God. Oh, wow. My God. Change the result of a bout to a no contest and reinstated the gold medalist Yafi as their interim champion after Rodriguez claimed the belt from him in June. Now, I can go with them giving the belt back, this kind of stuff, but, you know, if the guy tests dirty, you gotta slap him with something. You don't give him a 12-month probation.
I've never heard of this. They said, did they say something that he accidentally ate something that had an illegal substance? Is that what they're saying?
Well, according to this thing here at BoxingScene.com, Rick Greeno's BoxingScene.com, good website, no doubt about that. Because the bout happened under the jurisdiction of the British Boxing Board of Control, however, Team Rodriguez must await the verdict of the governing body of the sport in the U.K. Rodriguez set CompuBox records in the process of a resounding victory. In other words, he looked like Superman, but he was on juice.
Yeah. And they're giving this guy a pass.
Is he Mexican? No, wait. That's not a racial. But everybody knows that's not a racial.
I want to say yes, he is Mexican.
Oh,
but
man.
he's also in the Reynoso camp, and this is like the seventh or eighth fighter that has popped dirty.
We're talking about
camp.
Eddie Reynoso Senior and Junior.
Yes.
Now they train Canella.
Yeah, that's your favorite guy, right?
Well, him and Devin Haney.
Yeah. That was a good comeback, man. You win this one. You won.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The sanctioning body also explained, after a thorough factual scientific review of the adverse finding and considering champion Rodriguez's admission of the circumstances of his non-intentional ingestion of a banned substance and the fact that Mr. Rodriguez reported his WBC CBP registration document for use of, well, come on, man. In other words, he's playing the great game politically, but still he was dirty. Listen, you can't take away from that.
Yeah, that's what it is. If you're going to test and you find something, there's no excuses. There's no excuses of how that substance got in your system. You know, how it get there. Did somebody hold you down, tie you up, and put it in there? Then maybe that's a good excuse if that really did happen. But if you're supposed to know what you're eating, you're supposed to know what vitamins you're taking. That's just what it is.
Man, I know what I take. I know what I'm eating. I'm a freak about what I eat. And I eat a lot of beans and rice. But the bottom line is, I'm a freak about what I eat. But I know exactly what I'm eating at all times. And I don't eat junk food anymore. And I quit sodas, this and that. I mean, oh, that was the hardest part. Tommy D, I drank sodas my entire life. Even when I was boxing, my mother would tempt me with a soda. She said, if you run an extra 3 miles, we'll give you a soda. I'm serious. I mean, this is the way it was. So,
wow.
So I was bribed by sodas. I mean, you know, I was a soda hoe. I just was.
At the end of the day, you knew what you was taking in your body. And these fighters are supposed to be, you know, be held accountable for what they take in their body. And the nutritionists as well. If they're the ones, preparing their meals and stuff like that, that's your team. You're supposed to be responsible. You know, so that's why I don't understand how they're giving this guy a pass. You know, probation. I've never heard of this. Probation for popping dirty? That's
okay, well, that's hold on. The WBC, back in WBC, the WBC ruled the ingestion was accidental, unintentional, unknowing, and not directed to enhance his performance. But yet he fought anyway, probably did damage on the guy permanently as well. They are placing Rodriguez, 33, on probation status for 12 months from the date of the sample collection. You know,
yeah, but how do you take something accidentally?
Well, you know, you take things, obviously. I mean, you and I take drugs all the time accidentally. I mean, I pick up drugs. I go down the street and say, hey, give me some of that. You know, listen, when you're, if you think that I'm particular about what I'm putting in my body now at my age, you should have seen me when I was fighting. I mean, my mother we had a dietitian the whole nine yards. We went and saw a dietitian. Dietitian said, do this, do that, do this. And then my mother said, nah, okay. We'll just give him Kool-Aid ice cubes when he needs to dry out. But that's, you know, that was sort of cool. I made it. You know where I'm coming from? But we were real strict on what I ate. And unfortunately, guys aren't strict on what they do. And, of course, I got vitamin B. The closest I came to cheating, and I have to admit it right now, was I got vitamin B12 shots 2 days before a fight. That was it.
And is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal. But, you know, but the bottom line is I did that it was a psychological thing because I was losing weight, and you know what I'm saying, and I struggled with them. Sometimes when I struggle to make weight, it took away from your confidence. Because you spend so much time working on your weight. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a distraction. The weight thing is a distraction. If you don't get your act together early on in camp, you got to struggle at the end. And, you know, a couple of times I struggled at the end. I struggled at the end. Anyway, on the other side of the break, I want to ask you about the following cards. Serrano and Taylor, Chavez Paul, Pac-Man Barrios, Zayas Garcia, and a little bit more. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. We'll also ask Tommy D, the Sunday Shot Caller, on the other side of break, what he thinks about this change in the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. Is it good for boxers? Of course, Dana White be involved? I don't know. Anything Dana White's involved with, you know, I sort of poo-poo. You know why? Because he's a turd. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Great Earthquake, back in the days of HBO's comedy. Remember HBO? HBO Box, of course, HBO. I thought HBO sort of died when the boxing game went away, but that's the way it goes. Larry Merchant told me they had a good run, or actually he had a good run. Of course, I think HBO survived about 8 or 10 years after his departure. But the bottom line is HBO was never the same without the retired HBO godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. Now, checking the records now, Francisco Rodriguez Jr., we talked about him just a little while ago. Of course, him getting a pass on the steroid thing. And the bottom line is he is from Mexico, believe it or not. Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico. Of course, he's 40-6, been stopped one time, 27 KOs, according to BoxRec.com. Of course, they haven't taken his fight off the board yet. But the guy that he was fighting was Galag Yaffe, who was 9-0 going in. But the bottom line is he got licked like a stamp, 119-109, 119-108, 119-108, and 118-109. Of course, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is what the WBC had to say. Take that back. Let's see what the other guy had to say. I'm talking about, the, you know, Yaffe. What did his team to say? One member of Yaffe's team called the ruling absolutely ridiculous, while one of Gaffey's brothers, Gamal, a retired fighter, took the social media to write, quote, a 12-month ban and a rematch couldn't write what a load of con men. He's writing. He's right, a bunch of con men, because that's pretty messed up. They're going to give him a rematch after he got almost beat to death by a guy that was on steroids. Something's got to be done. Tommy D, bring Tommy D back in here, the Sunday Show caller. Before we get to the cut subject, I want to get to at hand. Somebody, they got to do something here.
Well, of course they got to do something, but what are they going to do? And then now you have all these other testings, and people want to test, and all, you know, you got VADA. And now,
can we agree that VADA is probably the best testing system?
It probably is. I hear it's really expensive as well, and that's the one. Devin Haney, your favorite fighter, he does that 365 days a year, and they kind of push that forward that all fighters should do the same thing. So,
okay, if Devin Haney does the drug test 365 days a year, more props to him. I got to give him some props on that one. Of course, he's San Francisco native, now living in Las Vegas. Now I'm going to go back to the subject hand I went to before that I want to talk about before the break. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Julio Cesar Chavez and Jake Paul, Pac-Man and Barrios, Zayas and Garcia. You know what's missing there? Tommy D?
What's missing there?
Excitement. Think about that. I mean, the Pac-Man Barrios fight, I mean, they were like, they did everything but French kiss between rounds.
Yeah, and the Barrios is, in my opinion, is at fault for that. You know,
he's six foot tall. What was he doing leaning down and crouching into Manny Pacquiao, who was a natural junior flyweight or a flyweight?
He wanted to take him out for dinner or something because after every round wanted to hug
Barrios
him
gay?
And give him a handshake. And no, I'm just saying he just is a guy that sees maybe an idol or somebody and was in awe, and maybe he saw his aura and just didn't want to throw punches. I mean, I don't know.
you can wish him all the best after you light him up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what you listen. We're in a fight here, blah blah blah, and I mean, old or not, listen, there were times when I was in against guys I was over that I was way, way, way better than, and I went out there and I proved it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like that 12-second guy down there in San Jose, he needed him longer. But the newspaper said he did, so I gave him the better benefit. My mother gave him the benefit of the doubt. Did I tell you when she came in the dressing room with his newspaper column?
I think you did.
What an antagonist. She goes, no. She sent my stepfather into the dressing room with the newspaper. It was the San Jose Mercury News, and they're writing about this guy, blah, 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 blah. So my stepfather comes in, he says something like, there's a big newspaper article in here at 139-pound division. He goes, but you're not mentioned.
Yeah. And that dismotivated, and you got the guy out of there in 12 seconds?
12 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, he beat him to death almost.
Listen, everything was set up for Mario Barrios to make a statement or do something sort of similar to when Manny fought De La Hoya. Manny didn't hold back. Manny, you know, made him quit.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the same thing that Barrios was supposed to do to Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
But instead, now we're going to hear more of Manny Pacquiao because everybody thinks that he won the fight and they want to see it again. And I don't think anybody really... If you really like boxing, you don't want to see that fight again.
Well, the hugging and all, I mean, you know, we were all freaking out. You know, I mean, I was. I'm saying to myself, what's going on here? And then, how can I put it? I'm not the biggest fan of a guy coming back at the age of 46. But guess what? I thought he probably eked out that fight. So he probably deserved, they didn't give him the benefit of a doubt at all.
No, not at all. You know, I don't know what the judges were looking at. I thought Pacquiao won the fight, you know, close fight. But I also thought that Barrios, you know, he held back. I thought he didn't, you know, give it his all. And his corner had to remind him in the 11th round, stop yelling at him. Stop showing this guy respect. You know, they should have been telling him that in round 5.
Wasn't that Bob Santos in the corner? What was Bob Santos thinking, man? He didn't light a fire under that guy for nothing.
No, he didn't. They should all be criticized for this. Not just the fight, the corner too.
I mean, because I remember coming. I came back a couple different times, and I got. You know, they told me things I didn't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But they were right. You know, coming from me. I mean, you look. I remember one time when I sparred with Benitez here in the city, the first round. He comes back. He goes, "Man, you're shaming me." And I'm looking around like, who's he talking to? I'm saying, you know, he goes, man, you're a shit. I said, he goes, you're not throwing any punches here. Blah, 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 blah. He goes, the whole gym is watching. People are watching here, man. What are you going to do? Well, I was scared to death of Benitez. You can imagine. The guy fought Ray Leonard.
Yeah.
Okay, but
and it was a good fight.
but at that point in time in 1984, he was done.
Yeah.
Absolutely done. Stick a fork in him, you know. But yeah, you get scared of guys, but you still got. I mean, I went out there, threw punches, and the next two times we sparred, I threw punches both times. Anyway, Chavez Jr. and the mob, the Mexican mob, do you think that fight was fixed? Yes or no?
You really want to get me in trouble.
No, your opinion.
I'm going to say it had to be because it looked like Chavez Jr. didn't want to throw punches until like the last two rounds. You know, I mean, I don't know what I was watching there. He did not pull the trigger once, you know, in the first like eight rounds of that fight.
Well, of course, he was arrested for overstaying his visa and lying on a green card application and will be deported to Mexico. That was the last report I could find on him. That was a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, him hanging guys upside down and beating them when they were hanging on a rope and that kind of good stuff. I mean, I've never heard anything that barbaric. I've heard of a lot of crazy stuff. But that, to me, just takes it to another level. You know what I'm talking about? There's a guy swinging on a rope, a body swinging on a rope, and you're punching him in the face and the head. Yee!
Yeah, that's crazy. That's something you see in the movies. And
hopefully you don't see it, not even in the movie. That's I told you what happened to Scarface, right? And when he cut him up in the beginning of Scarface.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left the theater. I went out and sat in the lobby for the rest of the movie. I was a cop. I had seen all that stuff for real. So I went out and sat in the lobby, and my girl that I was going with at the time came out and basically called me a puss. I said, no, man. I said, I've seen enough. I said, you can get off on that. I said, I'm not going to get off on that. I said, I've seen people with their head cut off. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that again. Anyway, subject for another day. Anyway, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Did it live up to the hype?
Absolutely not. It did not. It was a lackluster effort by both fighters. They decided to box and not go at it, you know. The only thing I can say that was good of it, like, you know, they filled up the joint and they got a lot of exposure for all the girls on the undercard, but you know, the main event did not live up to the first and second fight.
But didn't live up to anything. I mean, there was one punch. I think there was one round there where one of the fighters never connected with a single punch.
I think
it was the second round. So nobody connected.
Yeah,
and they threw we're talking like one for eight and one for. I mean, what were they doing? I couldn't believe it. You talk about fighting handcuffed. I mean, the whole sport is on their shoulders. I couldn't imagine Christy Martin and Lucia Riker, if they went at it, doing that.
Imagine if that was the first fight you ever saw, a woman's fight.
Oh.
And that was the first fight you've seen. And then, you know, somebody tells you, well, the first and second fight were not like this. You know, what? You know, I mean, they wouldn't believe you. They wouldn't believe you. Like, yeah, but, you know, you had to see the first and second fight. Those are wars. I'm like, really? Okay. You know, so imagine you went to the Garden, first time you ever saw a live boxing event, you know, and then a woman's boxing event, and then you go to the big fight that they hyped up, you know, and you see that, you know?
Mm. Well, I thought that it didn't do anything for women's boxing whatsoever. Last night, Clarissa Shields, the quote, greatest woman of all time, maybe, 17-0, three KOs. She got three KOs now, scored a 10-round decision over IBF light heavyweight champ Lonnie Daniels. Lonnie Daniels now 11-3 with one KOs. Lonnie couldn't punch, and Lonnie really couldn't box all that well. Lonnie went the distance. Feel me?
Yeah, she did. I didn't see the fight. You know, because I was watching the Xander fight. I was at the card, so I have to watch that later. And see how
no,
that
no,
card
you don't
went.
Have to. 190, no? 99, 91 twice. No, I don't think you need to see it again. Believe you. Hey, unless you're looking like the are you looking to abuse yourself?
No, not at all.
I mean,
you know, so.
I mean, is life really going that bad? You want to sit in front of the TV and abuse yourself? That's the way to do it.
Maybe I'll watch it. I have it on the side watching. I'll do something else at the same time and just, you know. Stream through it, I guess. So skip, you know.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Now, I've got to tell you, you know, I heard from boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer this week that he was deported to the Dominican Republic and that after you got into an argument with him, you called ICE. Now, I mean, the guy's been your partner for 30 years. You called ICE on him?
Yeah, but he don't want to come with me to no fights, Pedro.
Called ICE on him because he doesn't want to go to the fights? He doesn't want to do the late Friday night show, so you called ICE on him?
You know, I was tired of him coming late to the shows. When he was doing the shows, he'd come a half an hour late.
So right now he's in the Dominican Republic, like, trying to get back. And I called him, this morning, and he said, well, you know, I'll be here until the 5th. I said, why till the 5th? He says, I got to go to a wedding this next, so he's going to have a good time over there. Listen, I'm glad he's over there. Going to have a good time. It was a surprise because he didn't tell me he was going to the – he didn't tell me he was going home. Did he tell you?
He did. He did say he was going on vacation. He did say. I just forgot when. No, he did say because when I asked him about the fight, he's like, I'm going to be away. And his friend, somebody he works with, was supposed to fight on that Friday, and he couldn't. He told me that he wouldn't have been able to go. So that's how I knew.
What's the best fight you've seen in the last 2 months? Throughout 2-3 months? Is there anything jumps out at you the last 2-3 months?
I'm sure there is.
No. See, nothing did jump out of you right at the top of your head. So that's what I'm trying. So you say you said I'm sure there is. You were thinking that trying to
The Conor Ben Eubanks fight was good.
Yeah. Okay. That the Conor Ben Eubanks fight was good.
Yeah.
Real good. I'm looking at the upcoming schedule. Moses Itama versus Dillian White. I like Moses. Am I buying too much into this guy?
I mean. He looks good, but I don't, you know, I just can't trust the UK and how they build their fighters because every time they do this, the guy gets dropped or knocked out
drilled.
By someone that he shouldn't drill. Yeah, and I've been hearing that he hasn't looked good in sparring, so I don't know how true it is.
Yeah, but he's taking on Dillian White. Dillian White's like a tennis shoe that needs to be resold.
that's the best way you could put it. That was pretty good.
I'm on
yeah,
fire
you're
this
right.
morning.
So, yeah, but he, you know, it's a good test for, you know, it's a guy that was a former title challenger. So, you know, they're building this guy up. You know, the UK hype is a little bit different. You know, I hope he does well. He looks good.
Okay.
Listen, he looks good. Let's see what happens. You know, now that he moves up in levels, you know, and let's see what he does.
Okay.
You know?
Nick Ball's going to take on Sam Goodman on that same card. Of course, come to us from the UK. Bought him for the WBA featherweight title. Nick Ball don't want no part of Shushu, huh?
No, he didn't. He did not want any parts of Shushu, and that's a bad look for him, and it's a bad look for any champion that turns down a fight. You know, when, you know,
especially
so,
for Nick Ball, because you and I jumped on the Nick Ball bandwagon. We tried to get him, and you remember, and we were going crazy when they screwed him that time.
Oh, against Vargas, yeah. that was bad, yeah. You know, and you know, ever since that, he went back and
no, he went to the WBA. He went from the world of Bunko and chicanery to the world of bureaucracy and assholes.
Yeah, and he beat in a tough fight against Raymond Ford. It was a close fight. You know, and you know, I thought he won the fight. I thought it was a close fight, and he won. So yeah, he looks good, and I think it'll be a great matchup with him and Shushu.
Okay, so
you know, I just don't know why they didn't make it.
Okay, I gotta let you go. You have a good week, and if you could do me a favor, drop a few bucks in Socrates' Venmo account so we can get him back. I mean, he may have to take a boat. he may have to sneak him back in the country.
So instead of in a rowboat, we'll try to put some money in and put a motor on that boat. You know,
man, you're horrible. Yeah. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the Sunday Shot Caller, Sir Thomas Dillamook. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. Sort of cool. Mike Tyson, of course, 56, 57 years old, embarrassed himself against Jake Paul. He should never show his face in public, you know? Seriously, man. To let Jake Paul beat you, Jake Paul wouldn't, he couldn't have won the Golden Gloves over here with me. He couldn't. Not with me, not with anybody. I'm serious. I mean, the level of opposition he's faced, most of these guys have been kick fighters, that kind of good stuff. But then when you have Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., a known guy with associations with the Sinaloa Mafia, of course, the Sinaloa Mob, those are the guys that control all the cocaine. They control most of the cocaine coming out of Mexico. Now, how do I know this? Because I'm a news guy, and Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. said that at one point in time, when he was a cokehead, he was a professional boxer at that point in time, but he was hooked on coke in between fights, and he invited all these coke dealers, these big coke dealers from the Sinaloa cartel, to his post-fight party. So they came to the post-fight party, and they had no blow. So they were absolutely useless to Coach Chavez Sr. Of course, Chavez Sr. owns a rehab program down there in Mexico City. We wish him the very best as far as his recovery is concerned. Of course, his kid, not so much in the recovery. I hope he goes to jail for the rest of his life because this guy's really a creep. You can't do what he did and besmirch the name of Chavez, besmirch the sport of boxing, and just besmirch being human. I mean, you're beating on people hanging from a rope upside down. He should be arrested and put in jail forever. Straight up, this is hour number one of two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk about the legalities of revising the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act and more after the break right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is, after the break, Ring Talk Live Worldwide resumes with hour number two.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. More news surrounding Justin Fields, quarterback for the New York Jets, and his injury. Fields was back on the field today in practice, however, was limited, no throwing or running. More NFL news as the Jacksonville Jaguars are liking the way Travis Hunter is developing and preparing him to become the NFL's first regular two-way player since 1962. On the court, WNBA action, Sparks on the road defeat the Suns 101-86. Fever at home get a big win over the Aces 80-70, and the Storm storming down in a win on the road against the Sky 95-57. MLB action as the Orioles get a win by one over the Guardians 4-3. Blue Jays in a big win on the road as well against the Tigers 11-4. Cardinals at home gets the W against the Padres 9-7. Athletics coming out on top over the Astros 5-2. And the Mariners get the job done, doubling the Angels' score, winning over the Angels 4-2. Want more sports content or to stay up to date in all things sports? Make sure you go on Instagram and follow at Behind the Sports Show. Also, visit at Sports Overnight America on Instagram as well. And go online, visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
It's the Sports Byline Sports Update. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The best team in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays, as they won their fourth in a row, 6-1 over slumping Detroit at Comerica Park. The Tigers have lost 12 of 13. Toronto is going for the four-game series sweep this afternoon. The Tigers' lead over Cleveland is just 6 in the loss column. The Guardians split a twin bill with the Royals yesterday, losing game 1 5-3 but salvaging the nightcap 6-4. The Rangers scored single runs in the bottom of the ninth and 10th innings to win their fifth straight 6-5 over Atlanta. The Phillies drilled the faltering Yankees 9-4. Aaron Judge was out of the New York Yankees lineup for only the second time this season. The Pirates blanked the Diamondbacks 2-0. The Reds have won 3 straight. The Rays have lost 3 straight. Cincinnati 6, Tampa Bay 2. The Reds go for the weekend sweep this afternoon. The Orioles scored 9 of their 18 runs in the 7th inning in their home shutout win over the Rockies. The Cubs knocked off the White Sox 6-1. Roberto Hernandez's 3-run home run was the difference in the Marlins' 7-4 triumph in Milwaukee. The Athletics go for the 4-game series sweep in Houston after their 5-1 win at Daikin Park. The Nationals had no problem with the Twins in their 6-3 triumph in Minneapolis. And Garrett Crochet struck out 10 in 6 innings as the Red Sox beat Clayton Kershaw 4-2 at Fenway. Only one 4 o'clock game today, and that's the Mariners and the Angels. The ESPN Sunday night game tonight features the Mets and the Giants. WNBA last night, the Sparks edged the Liberty 101-99, while the Mystics shook off a slow start to beat the Storm 69-58. On the PGA Tour, it's a tight battle at the top of the 3M Open at the TPC Twin Cities this afternoon. And the ladies are finishing up the Scottish Open right now. Lottie Wood, the leader, entering the final round. And finally, the NASCAR Cup Series is in Indianapolis as Kyle Larson looks to defend at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Sports Byline Sports Update was brought to you by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
1978, Billy Martin resigns as Yankee manager after the skipper called outfielder Reggie Jackson a liar and owner team George Steinbrenner a convicted one, a comment he would soon regret.
I did say it. I don't know why I said it. I was angered at the time. I had no reason to say it. And I feel very bad about it.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emmy coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. Guess what? I was the original podcast. When the internet came on straight up back in 1994, they said to me, you're going to do a show on the internet. You'll be the first sports show. Talk America Radio or something like that. You'll be the first sports show on the internet. I said, yeah. And bottom line is, we sort of knew what the internet was, but obviously it wasn't as big then as it is now, like 185 countries on the internet worldwide. So I want to welcome everybody worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also somewhat a modest host. I'm a bit modest here. There's no doubt about that. I'm an award-winning writer, a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked as an amateur, so I could fight at one point in time. I could write at one point in time. So, I know a little bit about boxing. Guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. I'm not somebody that watched Manny Pacquiao and Mario Barros last week expecting a competitive fight. Of course, I thought it was going to be a rout. I thought Barros would run Pac-Man into the ground and said the Pac-Man won, 46 years old. What does that say about Mario Barros? He should be ashamed. That would be like getting beat up like a grandfather, a 46-year-old grandfather, a guy that's basically a midget in the world of boxing. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. The reason why I say that is that he turned pro at 107 3/4 pounds, 107 and a half pounds. He won his first title at 112 pounds. He's a flyweight, maybe a bantamweight. Bottom line is he's not a junior middleweight or a welterweight or anything I said, but last week he beat a welterweight. It wasn't a decisive win or anything like that, but I definitely thought that Manny Pacquiao definitely deserved to win that fight. Oleg Usyk and Danny Dubois, of course, sort of a replay to the first fight. Dubois failing to pull the trigger when he had the opportunity, but the bottom line is Oleg Usyk still undefeated, the world heavyweight champion. He has another belt, the International Boxing Federation. He lands the IBF belt as well. Of course, that was the product of Danny Dubois. Dubois failed miserably again. Every time he gets beat, he gets stopped. Coincidence?
His heart. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. I question his heart. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY does 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Andre Ward should be undefeated in his lifetime. I kid you not. He lost an amateur fight that I was late for. I kid you, it was in Oakland, California. I went over to King's gym, and Marsha King was like almost crying. She was running the gym, and she goes, "Andre lost, Andre lost." I said, "What do you mean Andre lost?" She goes, "Well, you know, the kid I was telling you was so good." I go, "Yeah." She goes, "He got robbed." I said, "You get robbed in the amateurs? How can it be? The only thing more crooked than professional boxing is probably amateur boxing. The only thing more crooked than amateur boxing is probably police competition boxing." But I kid you not. They gave him the shaft. And of course, that was the only fight he ever lost. He won the Olympic gold medal, of course, against all odds. He was 165-pounder. He flipped a coin with Andre Durell and lost. So the winner got the fight at 165. The loser had the fight at 178. He took on much bigger guys, 178 pounds. Gary Radnich, of course, then the Channel 4 guy. And, of course, the guy in KMBR. And, of course, he had that Sunday night show, Sports Talk, that kind of good stuff. Bottom line is, he accused me of shilling for Andre Ward when I said that Andre would win the gold medal. I said, no, no, he's going to win the gold medal. He's never lost a fight in his life. I'm going to go with the undefeated guy. Of course, he never lost because he had that close fight with the Russian. But he came back. He stopped the Russian in the rematch. I mean, when you look at it at the end of the day, Andre Ward was as close to perfect as it comes. But the missing part of Andre Ward's career was he didn't have any climactic, really super climactic moments. No, like a Sugar Ray Leonard or a Thomas Hearns or a Roberto Duran and Ray Leonard. In other words, there weren't any fights where you would say, whoa, that was super, super, super exciting. It was just okay. But straight up, we wish him the very best. Of course, he's retired and kicking back, doing some stuff with ESPN. He's got a new network, I believe, that he's going to do some podcasts on. But he's living in Marin County. He moved from Oakland to Marin County. More power to him, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist Andre Ward. Now, going to look at the Twitch button. They come here. June 26, 1989, Paulie Ayala defeated Johnny Tapia. That was Tapia's first loss. Tapia came in at 46-0. Of course, had a couple of draws, but the bottom line was his first title defense. Ayala, well, styles make fights. Paulie Ayala beat him the second time around as well. But the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, Johnny Tapia was a bit of an icon from New Mexico. Unfortunately, he had the drug problems that he had. Of course, you know, he flipped out on me one time psychologically. We were down there in El Paso, Texas, something like that, real close to the Mexican border. And of course, he had won a fight. Take that back. Yeah, they gave him a fight, and he didn't deserve to win the fight. I thought he lost the fight this way, but I didn't tell him he lost the fight. I said something like, "Hey, Johnny, we've been doing this a long time," and he said to me, "What the F does that mean?" I mean, we're doing a post-fight interview. That's what he said. That's what an a-hole Johnny Tapia was for the most part. And then there was the two sides of Johnny Tapia. There was the guy, can I help you, Pedro? I mean, can I help you out, Pedro? And the other guy that would push you down. So I don't know. He was definitely a split personality, no doubt about that. But he cannot beat Paul Ayala. Now, this is interesting. Buck Smith. Remember Buck Smith? Of course, boxer Buck Smith, who ended his career with 228 bouts, was born on July 22nd, 1965, in Oklahoma City. And I'm glad you brought Buck Smith up, because Buck Smith was part of the Jorge Kawagi thing. Jorge Kawagi was the fixed fighter. I saw him involved in fixed fight. I saw a fixed fight with him in Mexico City when I was down there for the WBC convention. And he was 12-0 with 12 knockouts. He was like this weird bodybuilder. He had implants put in his body, breast implants and chest implants. I kid you not, he was an absolute freak. Anyway, when he fought Buck Smith, allegedly in 2003, May of 2003, Buck Smith cut his head with a razor blade before the fight. There was Buck went in, took a razor blade like a professional wrestler does, and he cut himself before the fight. So when he got hit, the cut opened up. And he was bleeding this night. I kid you not. And then, of course, Dwayne Swift went down there. Dwayne Swift from Oklahoma, he had evidently took a dive too. All these guys that fought Jorge Kawagi took a dive. They all dived. I mean, and the bottom line is everybody knew it. Of course, the Sulemans were part of that. Shame on them. But at the end of the day, Buck Smith, I think he had like 195. Listen, what was Buck Smith's actual? 183 wins, 121 KOs. Yeah, right. 20 losses, and he was stopped 9 times. But the bottom line is he fought guys that were supposed to. It was just as rigged as you can ever get. That's probably the most fixed fight I've ever seen. I watched film of that. I was there for one of them. Which one was I there for? Which one was I there for? Let me look at the record right here of Jorge Kawagi, try to figure out which one I was there. But it was the WBC convention, and Kawagi was like in the semi-main event. I said, what's going on here? And they said, I think it was in, was it 2003? Maybe 2003. He scored a first-round knockout over Alexei Osakin. I kid you not. This guy couldn't lick a stamp of you with his tongue. Talk about all fixed fights, all his fixed fights, 12 wins, 12 knockouts, all fixes. Last night, no fixes. Xander Zayas, of course, he was supposed to win, but he beat Jorge Chino Garcia, of course, on a unanimous knockout across the board. Scores were a bit wide, 116-112. That might have been a bit of a stretch. I had like 115-113. 118-110 was the other scorecard, or 10-2 in rounds, and 119-109, 11-1 in rounds. Zayas, of course, is the youngest world champion of boxing right now. And, of course, I mentioned with Tommy D in hour number one, can you call a guy that captures his WBO title a world champion? In other words, have we cheapened the world title to the point where if he just just get a belt, you're the world champion. I never understood that. I mean, if you go through the division and you beat everybody, you're the world champion. I mean, case in point, Orlando Canizales, considered like one of the best, on paper, the best bantamweight ever. Had the most record defenses. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, he only had the IBF belt, like from 1985 to 1989, so around there. So what I'm trying to tell you is that he never fought anybody in the WBC or the WBA as far as their champions are concerned. So he never had any unified champions. So when he has these records and they stand up in the boxing record book and history record books, and then I say to myself, that was the only thing missing with Orlando Canizales, was the fact that he did not fight any unification matches. And I think unification matches are important. Okay, the co-feature last night, Bruce Shushu Corrington, mentioned this in hour number one, 16 zip down 9 KOs. Scores were, they called it a workmanlike 12-round unanimous decision over WBC number 11 guy Matusa Haita, now 14-1, 9 KOs. Had a nice body, it was about it. But the bottom line is, you know, I think they're being a bit kind on him. Carrington was in control all the way, but the scores were 119-109, 119-109, and 121 away. In other words, on two cards he got one round. On the other card, he got two rounds. But I take that by shutout. So the guy didn't do too well. And the horse, the star of the show, no doubt about that. I think he shined more than the main event guy, Xander Zayas. Talk about Emiliano Vargas. Now, the son of Fernando Vargas, of course, Fernando Vargas having those epic fights with Tito Trinidad. Now, people say to me, why did he fight Trinidad so early? Because he was in trouble with the law. And his promoter said, you know, we have an investment in this guy. In order to get our money back, we've got to put him into a big fight right now. Because, you know, he'd been arrested by the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department regarding some assaults and this and that. So the Duvas and main events didn't want to take any more chances with him. They had to go with him. So they put him in there with Trinidad. He was probably a little early for that one. But he put up a pretty good fight against Trinidad, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, Fernando Vargas, I think, was known for the fact that he took steroids, he fought Oscar De La Hoya, almost had Oscar out in the first round, and then he ended up getting his ass kicked. But he tested positive for steroids after that. Surprise? Not really when you look at his body. Anyway, his son, the unbeaten junior welterweight, Emiliano Vargas, now 15 in zip, 13 KOs, 42 seconds to annihilate Pedro Fernandez. I mean, Alexander might as well have been Pedro Fernandez. Alexander Espinosa now 20-4 with a draw on 9 KOs. I mean, you know, that sort of looked a little crazy to me, a little shaky. I'm not trying to say it was a fix or it was a dive or anything like that. I'd say it might have been a non-effort. The undisputed female heavyweight champion of the world, I have a problem saying this, Clarissa Gwot Shields, greatest woman of all time. Oh, God, I have a problem saying that. Of course, I don't believe that. Anyway, 17-0, now 3 KOs, a 10-round winner over a girl that really couldn't fight in Lonnie Daniels. Lonnie Daniels, the IBF light heavyweight champion, 175 pounds, so they fought at the 175-pound limit. Under that, of course, Clarissa Shields, like a former middleweight, former junior middleweight, captured the heavyweight title. I mean, when you're a middleweight, you can capture. She's not Stanley Ketchell. You know what I'm saying? She's not Stanley Ketchel or something like that. She's not that great of a fighter. She's not. So she's fighting girls because she's fighting other girls that can't fight. I mean, they just can't. Most women, I mean, you saw that female card a couple of weeks ago with Amanda Serrano and Laurie Taylor on top, Katie Taylor on top. Of course, there was only a couple of fights on that card that really shined, a couple of fighters on that card that really shined. Just two. And it was like 20 chicks on the card, so only two or three stood out. Nah. That's why I think that card was bad for women's boxing. I think nobody I know that watched that fight, if you paid $80 to watch that fight, wherever it was on pay-per-view or Netflix, I don't know, but if it was on pay-per-view and you paid for it, I think you would feel somewhat cheated. I mean, after watching the first two fights, I mean, these girls didn't throw a punch. There were no punches thrown with bad intentions. I mean, how do you have a fight with no bad intent, no punches thrown with bad intentions? You match Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. I think Amanda Serrano is gun-shy. I think Amanda's realized at the age of 34 or 35, whatever she is now, all the fights she's had, close to 40 fights, that, you know, the damage has started to take its toll. And I think that she realizes that, you know, at the end of the day, she's got a small head. And, you know, when people get hit on, people laugh about this when I say this, you know, they have little tiny heads, they're getting hit on with gloves. I mean, people are hitting on them with force, isn't it? You can only take so much before the brain says, you know what, I'm starting to get out of here. And, of course, that's the early signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. Of course, the biggest loser in boxing, no doubt about that. Muhammad Ali had it. Joe Frazier had it. I can go on and on. All the heavyweights had it of the 15-round era. There's no doubt about it. The exception to the rule might have been George Foreman. Maybe in Larry Holmes. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How do you get psyched up for a fight?
Well, you know, isolation is big for me, you know. Yeah. Getting away from my family and my friends, close friends, etc. Putting myself in jail is the way that I call it.
Yeah?
And I'm looking forward to getting out of there, really.
Hello,
no vacation.
No friends, no family, no, anything?
Nothing. It worked very, very reasonable for me. Some fighters are different. They have to have a lot of people around them,
yeah,
and a lot of action going on. Myself, I basically just want to concentrate just on my opponent and get my conditioning together.
Anyway, it's always great to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
Perhaps the greatest middleweight of all time in the minds of some. Of course, the former middleweight champion out of Brockton, Massachusetts, the guy that came up the hard way, Marvin Hagler, 62-3 eventually, 52 KOs. Of course, he avenged two of those three losses. The last loss, of course, his last fight was to Ray Leonard, losing a split decision across the board, 115-113 one way and 115-113 twice the other way. Of course, Ray got the two. Not, take that back. One judge had it 118-110. That Mexican judge had it crazy. I don't know what he was thinking, but Ray Guerra, something like that. Anyway, bottom line, he had it 118-110. That was crazy. Of course, Marvin Hagler, I thought he lost that fight close. He and I had arguments over this, or discussions with over the different continents and different countries. One time we argued about it in first class, but the bottom line is, may he rest in peace. He died, of course, March the 13th, 2021. July 21st, 1979, WBA featherweight champion Eusebio Pedroza. Mr. Elbow himself made his fifth defense after stopping Ruben Olivares, the Mexican champion, at 142 of round number 12. Of course, that was at the Coliseum in Houston, Texas. Pedroza was 23 years old. And let me tell you about Pedroza. Of course, he was a bad dude. No doubt about that. But he lost to Barry McGuigan. And remember that Roberto Duran went to him afterwards and said, how did you lose to that guy? Because Barry wasn't thought too highly. He goes, I've never been hit that hard in my entire life. Anyway, he was a foul, the king of the fouls. There's no doubt about that. I'm talking about Eusebio Pedroza. Of course, he passed away a couple years ago. He had some cancer. May he rest in peace. When I went down to Panama about 5 years ago for a boxing convention, I wanted to see Pedroza, but Pedroza was sick at that point in time, and I couldn't see him anyway. Pedroza led on the scorecards when he stopped the Mexican legend. You know, you got to listen. Ruben Olivares was a bad dude. He was 87-10, a couple of draws, 77 KOs. I think that was his final world title fight, but the bottom line is he had a couple of fights afterwards. But he was such a Mexican icon. When I go down to L.A., there was a crowd. When I worked the TV at the L.A. Forum or for the Z Channel, when he showed up, there was a crowd around him. I never understood what I'm looking at, because I really didn't facially recognize him per se. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Mexican dude with a tall, and that was about it. But it was Ruben Olivares. Anyway, considered one of the greatest Mexicans of all time, I just didn't think so. I mean, no knock on him. I just didn't think so. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. My buddy, Marlon Starling, they called him Moochie. I never got this, He was a former welterweight champion, no doubt about that. But Thomas Molinares knocked him out and wins the WBA title. Of course, their right hand landed seemingly after the bell, ending the sixth round. In other words, what happened was the bell rang, Starling dropped his guard, boom, and he got clipped. I mean, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But, he brought that on himself. You don't drop your hands. You just don't do it. In fact, I don't want to say my problems. I had problems in the ring because I just, sometimes I didn't. I wasn't all that disciplined. In other words, on the break, I would hit you on the break. I mean, I just would. This is boxing. If I can get away with it, I'm going to do it. I'm not trying to say I would elbow you or anything. I could do something dastardly. But if I got a chance, to do things to you, I probably would do them. That's just the way it's a fight game. There's no doubt about it, of course. And back in the day, of course, when we were bucking the apartheid movement in South Africa, of course, that was a big thing. Of course, when Jerry Cosio won the WBA heavyweight crown, when he knocked out Greg Page, of course, that was a big, big upset. Of course, Greg Page was thought to go over there. He was going to win easily, right? Didn't happen that way. Anyway, Jerry Cosio came over to the United States. He became a promoter after he ended his boxing career. And of course, he was a good guy with me. He set me up with TV gigs in L.A. and Woodland Hills and Sacramento, California, Reno, Nevada. He set me up with one in Portland, Oregon. I mean, the Portland, Oregon thing wasn't even a boxing match. He went up there to have me announce some civil event. But Devonta was a great guy. There's no doubt about it. Of course, he died a couple years ago. How? Alzheimer's. Listen, you're going to get hit. He was a 15-round heavyweight. Alzheimer's, CT, call it what you want. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Everybody says to me, this guy didn't try hard enough. Or I got knocked just now through a text saying that Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano fought their ass off the first two times, so why not give them a pass the third time? Because they were getting like $11 million each. I mean, when you get $11 million, you know what? You got to step up. You just have to step up. Neither girl stepped up for that. This is the way it is. I mean, pound for pound, they say that Katie Taylor is the best woman's boxer, better than Clarissa Shields. Of course, Clarissa Shields, a winner this weekend over a hoboette. When I say hoboette, I mean like a girl that can't fight. And, that's just the way it is. I don't want to call her hobo. I call her hoboette. Oh, back to Jake Paul. What does Jake Paul do next? Hopefully he retires. I mean, it would be great if he went out on top. Went on top in his own little world. Okay? The WBA has given them a world rating. Speaking of the WBA and the WBC, of course, they had more interim champions fighting last night. In other words, I guess if I was the real champion, in other words, imagine this. I'm the Golden Glove champion in Northern California, okay? And now all of a sudden, they got some other dude saying he's a Northern California gold, but he's the interim champion. I would have felt slighted. But these guys that hold these titles, these professional titles, they don't feel slighted because the WBC just rolls over them. The WBA just rolls over them. This is the way you're going to do it. It's our belt. We're doing it our way. You don't want the belt? They sort of hold you hostage with the belt. This is the way it went. But the WBC right now, of course, Mauricio Sulaiman, he and I got into a beef. We were on WBC TV up until about a year and a half ago. And I said that, when the Oshaki Foster and Robson Canseco fight went down, of course, Canseco won that fight, but it was the most atrocious scoring I think I've seen in the past 5 or 10 years. I mean, maybe longer. It was bad. I mean, it was bad. Canseco didn't win that fight. He didn't come close to winning that fight. Anyway, I thought it was like Oshaki Foster, like, by a wide margin. Most people did too. So I said that if the WBC doesn't step in to do something right now and mandate a rematch, that they are part of the problem and not the solution. And I included Mauricio Sulaiman in with that. I called him, you know, he's got to do something. But anyway, they took offense at it and they took us off WBC TV, which I consider a badge of honor. I look at it as a badge of honor. They don't want us on that. That's fine. If they want, his father didn't do that. I mean, I kicked his father's ass in print. I'm talking about Jose Sulaiman, the World Boxing Council. We had a great rapport, but I would kick his ass in print if he had an ass kicking coming. That's just the way it is. I didn't call him on the phone, say, hey, Jose, this is coming at you. No. I just wrote the story. Just like I wrote the story about Hulk Hogan. Did I tell you about that? Oh, listen, Hulk Hogan died this week, okay? And Terry Bollea was his born name. That's who he was born under. And in 1992, he was in the midst of this big steroid scandal, of course, involving the WWE. In fact, he had testified a couple of weeks earlier. And take it back, some grand jury transcripts came out, and he admitted taking steroids and things like that, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I see him at a press conference at the George Foreman, Alex Stewart post-fight press conference at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I think this was in July of 1990. Let me get a drink of water here. I think it was July of 19. It was 1992. Anyway, he's front page news. So he shows up at this press conference. I grab my tape recorder. I go, this is the hot story. He's front page. He's on the New York Times had a story on him. I'm kidding. A fake sports guy getting front page status. Anyway, I got to look into this. So I see him there. I walk up to the microphone. I said, Mr. Bollea. And he got pissed off because I called him by his real name, Terry Bollea. He wanted to be called Hulk Hogan. Yeah, all right. Anyway, bottom line is his steroid freak ass was standing there. And I said to him, listen, you know, it's reported this week that you said something and it was released and there was grand jury testimony that you made it take a steroids, the steroids were being sent to you, this and that. You want to comment on the steroids? And he turned, he sort of started to run away from me. He turned and he walked away. But that doesn't matter, man. I mean, don't give you 7 foot tall. I'm going to walk right after you. Let's not walk him down. So I walked after him some more. And I'm asking him, I said, Mr. Bollea, you want to comment on this fact of steroids, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he goes and gets a 110-pound chick in Dina DeBuff, the top-ranked PR gal. Bob Arum's stepdaughter by marriage. Anyway, but the bottom line is, he goes and gets her. This guy's coming at me. So he puts her between us. He puts us 100 down. He put a 100. Hulk Hogan put a 110-pound chick between us at the press conference at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas. He put a 110-pound chick between us to act as a buffer. That was going to protect him from me. I kid you not. So I said to him, you know, I said, so she says to me, she says, you know, why are you asking him questions? I said, because he's at a press conference and he's front page news. That's why I'm asking him questions. And this is my blah, blah, blah. So we go on and on. Anyway, he looked at me off the top of his nose. And I wanted to say, you punk ass. And I didn't want to say that. But I said to him, you know what? You need 110 pounds. You're 300 pounds. And you need a 110-pound chick to protect you. Doesn't say much about your macho-ness, does it? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live World. I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan. Of course, he passed away at 71, and he had some issues. And I saw some clip that was shot in the hospital of him before he went home to die. And this, and he had heart issues. And, you know, if you take steroids into your 60s, you're probably going to have heart issues. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But we wish him the very best. You know, some people said to me, he did a lot of good things. A lot of good things for who? He did a lot of good things for Vince McMahon. And for himself. But as far as a lot of good things, did he ever really get behind any good food or anything like that? No. Got behind those crazy-ass vitamins. Those things weren't any good. He never got anything behind anything real. It was all about money with Terry Bollea and Hulk Hogan. That's just the way it is, okay? So at the end of the day, I wish him the very best, and I'm sorry to see that he died and all that kind of good stuff. But at the end, he was a fraud. He was a phony. He cheated. There was nothing. He wasn't an athlete. He was a weightlifter. He couldn't wrestle to save his life. In fact, had the Iron Sheik done what he was supposed to do and broken his leg in that title fight, we'd have never had Hulk Hogan. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it back in time. Montreal, Canada, June 20th, 1980.
Roberto, that was a pretty rugged fight you had last night. How do you feel?
Dice que es una buena pelea que hiciste anoche. ¿Cómo te sientes?
Bueno, me siento muy contento. No me siento estropeado como se debe sentir Bucana.
He said he feels very proud of being the champ. He said he's also glad that he's not beating, you know, his body physically, and he knows that probably Buchanan is, but it's just part of the game.
Well, you know, you were going up against a pretty good champion, but you predicted that you would win in 9 rounds, and it took you 13. What happened?
Dice que tú peleaste con un buen campeón, y que tú dijiste que lo iba a noquear en 9, y lo noqueaste en 13. ¿Qué pasó?
Bueno, no lo pude noquear porque no presentó pelea en ningún asalto. Y se la pasó, fue huyendo, por eso fue que no lo pude noquear.
He said that Buchanan did most of the running. He didn't present no fight. You know, he had seen Buchanan fight before, and he's, you know, rugged with the other guys, and he felt that eventually he'll do with him, and he didn't. And that's why he didn't knock him out, you know, earlier.
I believe there's talk now of a rematch later on. How do you think you're going to make out there?
Dice que si hay una revancha, ¿cuál es tu opinión respecto a la revancha?
Bueno, que en la revancha lo voy a poner a dormir más rápido esta vez.
He said, in a return match, I'll make him sleep faster.
Looking back on the fight, Roberto, what was the quality? What do you think it was that made you win?
Dice que, ¿qué fue lo que te hizo a ti ganar la pelea anoche?
El corazón. Esto fue lo que me hizo ganar la pelea.
He said, his heart. Very much so.
Y los puños.
It's hard.
Dan esto, hay esto.
He said, as long as he can use his hand, he will always eat. So his hand on his heart made him win last night.
The man that would eat himself to death after the first Ray Leonard fight, of course, talk about the No Moss fight when he ate himself up to like about 215 pounds. He had to come down to 147 pounds in like 8 weeks, and he did it. And of course, it was a No Moss fight. But the bottom line is he ate himself out of house and home many, many times. Had he been more disciplined, he could have been in even greater fights. Speaking of greater fighters, the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now, of course, from Japan, the No Inoue, 30 and zip, 27 KOs. In fact, in his last fight, he got off the deck against Ramon Cardenas, showed he had some flaws. He got knocked down. I mean, you know, not everybody's perfect. Anyway, bottom line is he was knocked down in round two. He came back and he won, I believe, in the seventh round. But now it looks like he's going to take on, looks like September 14th in Nagoya, Japan, take on a guy by the name of Muradan Alma. You know, one of those names, Alma. Anyway, bottom line is a Russian guy, it looks like, and he's 14-1. He has new chances, slim and none, and swims out of town. Now, I know Cardenas dropped him, but that was different. Now, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, who do I think it is? David Benavidez. Why do I say that? Everybody's run from him. I mean, let's be honest. Dmitry Bivol just ducked him. He was supposed to fight Dmitry Bivol. Dmitry Bivol is a reigning WBC champion, but he said, you know what? I'll give up my title instead of fighting David Benavidez. All right? Why would you do that? He wants to fight the 55-year-old Artur Beterbiev again. Anyway, bottom line is Benavidez didn't get the fight with Bivol. He didn't get the fight with Canelo Alvarez. Those two guys ducked him, right? He had to step up to 175. Now he's going to fight in Saudi Arabia. Looks like it's going to go down on November 22nd, the day that Kennedy was killed. The last time we had a bloody coup here in the United States. Anyway, Anthony Yard is going to take him on, 37-3 from the UK. Guy's a decent light heavyweight, but the bottom line is I think that the monster and Mike Tyson and I are on the same page here. We really think he's the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing. We don't think anybody's even close. Not Shakur Stevenson. Listen, Terrence Crawford's 37 years old. He's getting long in the tooth. I expect him to beat Saul Alvarez when they hook up on September 12th. Why do I say that? Because I like skill over bulk. I mean, that's the only thing that I think that Canelo's bringing to the dance. He's going to be bulky. He's going to be a little bulkier, a little thicker than Terrence Crawford. Outside of that, I say Crawford has the advantage in skills. He has advantage in power. And he's not going to stand there and get hit. He's not going to let this guy, come on, hit me. No, it's not going to be the way. It's not going to be that way. It'll be a good tactical fight. But at the end of the day, you know, pound for pound. Whoa, how about this one? Jaron Ennis. They got him on the top 10 pound for pound list for some reason. He had a welterweight title at one point in time, I think, and had a couple other belts, but he's 28 years old now. He just signed a new contract with Barry Hearn, promoter Barry Hearn in the UK, and Matchroom. Why? I mean, what has he done? I mean, he hasn't. Talk about underwhelming. I mean, that's the best way to put it. He's 30 and 34-0 with 30 knockouts coming off that last win. Of course, the Stanisonis. Quit, I believe, in the sixth round. Didn't want to take that back. The referee stopped that. But the bottom line is, you know, he's supposed to be head and shoulders above everybody else, right? But I just don't think so. I don't think he's got the intestinal fortitude. In other words, a.k.a. the nuts. I don't think he's got it. I just don't think. Jaron Ennis, I think, is a bit of a fake. I think if he really wanted to be undisputed at one point in time, he would have stuck around and fought the other guys. As far as the top 10 pound for pound is concerned, Shakur Stevenson picked up $3.5 million a couple of weeks ago when he fought the tough Mexican that needed a tan. I mean, you know, you got to give Azteca some credit. But the bottom line is Shakur Stevenson, head and shoulders above everybody else at 135, allegedly. I mean, who else at lightweight? I mean, who else at lightweight really rocks? Tell me, who does? I mean, nobody really sets the fire down there. And as far as Shakur is concerned, I'm not a big fan of Shakur Stevenson because I think he runs too much. Of course, Gervonta Davis was supposed to be at 135, but he got arrested a fortnight ago. And, of course, his next fight was supposed to be that rematch with Lamont Roach, I think. That's not going to happen because of the fact that he went to jail for a little while and he's on bail and that kind of good stuff. So Gervonta Davis, the head case that he is, at one point in time, he was a thrilling guy to watch, but I think that the father time, the fact he's 30 years old now, he's had a lot of money, this and that. Of course, he's a street kid. You can't take him out of the hood. Shakur Stevenson was smart enough to realize, guess what? I'm a ghetto urchin from Newark, New Jersey, so I'm going to take myself to Houston, Texas, or wherever he went. He's like, he put himself, I think, in Oklahoma first. But the bottom line is he got the hell out of Newark because he knew what time it was. Gervonta Davis, not that smart. He hangs out in Baltimore, gets in all kinds of trouble in Baltimore. And, of course, he got in trouble in Florida a couple of years ago with some domestic violence type of thing, and now he's in trouble again. So the bottom line is he's 30-0-1. The one draw was with Lamont Roach. I thought he deserved to lose that fight, but they gave it to him more or less boxing politics 101. Now, As far as the rest of the lightweight's concerned, Keyshawn Davis, everybody's high on him. Of course, he's from Norfolk, New Virginia. I thought it was New York City, Norfolk, Virginia. William Cepeda was the guy that went the rounds, the 12 rounds with Shakur last week. You know, he's 33-1. Of course, big knockout puncher coming in, but he didn't bring anything to dance but a fair complexion. Abdullah Mason, supposed to be the star, the upcoming star. Five-star fighter, according to BoxRec.com. 19-0, only 21 years old, coming to us out of Cleveland, Ohio. And of course, Lamont Roach, ranked number 7 at lightweight. Floyd Schofield, ranked number 8. Floyd Schofield might be the hidden gem here. He's 19 and zip, comes to us from Austin, Texas. But he might be the guy. I'm telling you, he might be the guy at 135. Of course, 135, considered one of the great divisions. Originally, there was a flyweight division, 112 pounds. The bantamweight division, 118 pounds. The featherweight division, 126 pounds. The lightweight division, 135 pounds. The welterweight division, 147 pounds. The middleweight division, 160 pounds. The light heavyweight division, 175 pounds. And the heavyweight division was considered over 175. That was back in the day. Of course, things have changed a little bit. But the bottom line is, pound for pound, right now, I think Benavidez is head and shoulders above everybody else. I think that Noah Inouye has got a good role in this night. He's 30 and zip, going to fight again and keep himself real active. I think that's really cool. But as far as pound for pound is concerned, I won't consider him the pound for pound king unless he beats Junto Nakatani. Who's Junto Nakatani? Nakatani is the WBC 180-pound champion, also out of Japan, or the island of the sun, land of the sun. But the bottom line is he's undefeated, I think, at 32-0 or 33-0 with like 22, 23 knockouts. He's got a great record. He keeps knocking people out. But guess what? The Noah Inouye people don't mention him. It's sort of like the super fight that they don't want to mention. Sort of like, you know, when Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard fought, that was a super fight. Talk about super fights. Will Crawford and Canelo live up to that hype? Do you think it will? September the 12th, of course, one guy's undefeated toward 41-0. The other guy's lost a couple of fights, of course, had a couple of draws. But the bottom line is he's long in the tooth. I'm talking about Canelo. But then again, when I say he's long in the tooth, he fights like he's an old man, looks like an old, fat, slow man, right? But then again, you have Terrence Crawford, who's actually 37 years old, who's actually really older. He's actually older than Canelo Alvarez. So, you know, sort of a little weird there, the age game and this kind of stuff. But hopefully Crawford has a little bit left where he can go in there and take care of business. Now, speaking of taking care of business, I got to go to the list of the UFC events because, you know, Dana White's going to take over boxing pretty soon. I tried to tell you guys about this about 2 years ago when he was making those moves. I said, this will not be good for the game of boxing. People say to me, oh, man, what do you know? You know, I know he's trying to cut the throat of the Association of Boxing Commissions, as far as the Boxing Protection Act, the Ali Act, he wants to cut that because he doesn't want guys having any protection, be it in MMA or boxing. And, of course, you know, he wants to take over boxing. Anyway, bottom line is, looks like Robert Whittaker got beat by Rene de Ritter. That was the main event. Of course, that was on ABC television yesterday. You don't see boxing on ABC, but you see the MMA and the world of the UFC on ABC. So you got to give Dana some credit here. Peter Yan won the co-feature where he defeated Marcus Miguel with a unanimous decision. Middleweight Sharubim Magaludev beat a guy by the name of Marc-Andre Barnault. That was unanimous nod. Those guys were fighting at middleweight, 185 pounds. The rest of the card, who cares? Bottom line is Dana's rocking and rolling. And of course, he did good card with this one. Last week, he did like a $7 million gate. I mean, come on, man. You do a $7 million gate, you deserve props. There's no doubt about it. But I'll bring it up. July 19th, he did an $8 million gate at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. I kid you not, of course, in a battle of guys who were like way, way, way done. Talk about Max Holloway, he beat Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier, of course, they fought for the third time, but it was some fake title or something like that. But at the end of the day, they sold it. Of course, Paulo Costa was the winner on the same card, being Roman Kopylov. But outside of that, no big names on the card. Appreciate you a Pitbull, if you want to call him a big name. He beat Dan Ige. It was a decision move across a three-round featherweight, about 145 pounds. Outside of that, I'm not too excited about the UFC, but I've got to tell you about the UFC because the UFC is taken off. I mean, it is. I mean, it has taken off. The fact they do an $8 million gate, boxing's lucky they can ever do an $8 million gate. Of course, when Canelo fights, maybe, and Mayweather back in the day, those were those multi-million dollar gates, but for the most part, boxers don't deliver it right now. Why? because of the fact they're underpromoted and undermarketed. Now, looks like there's going to be a flyweight fight. Take that back on ESPN coming up. Of course, talking about ESPN, UFC, ESPN 71, something like that. UFC Vargas 108. But the bottom line is we'll do this in the Apex Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the Apex Center is this little tiny arena they have in Vegas that Dana White put together during the pandemic. Remember, the pandemic, he had fighters fight each other with no crowds. But then again, he made money. So, you know, as much as I despise this guy, every time I turn around, he's successful at doing something. He just is. Speaking of successful, how about David Morrell? I thought he lost to David Benavidez clearly. That was in February the 1st. Of course, that was at T-Mobile Arena. I was there ringside for that one. Take that back. I was in some executive box. But the bottom line is, he fought a guy last week by the name of Emakhachev. Emakhachev came in at 10-0 with like six or seven knockouts. I thought Morrell got knocked down. Morrell did get knocked down in the fifth round. I thought he lost the fight. I had a 96-94 plus the extra point. But the bottom line is they didn't give it to the young man from Russia. They gave it to David Morrell. The scores were 95-94. The other guy, 96-93 Morrell and 95-94. I mean, the bottom line is how can you do that when the guy got knocked down, he ran like a girl. Yeah, he won the early rounds, but then again, down the stretch, he didn't win anything. When you don't win nothing down the stretch, it's like, you know, judges like the fights last night with Xander Zayas and Garcia. Take it back. You know, the judges have it in their mind that this should be a route, that one guy's going to win, there's no doubt about it. So when they're judging rounds, they just give the guy that's supposed to win the rounds without realizing that the other guy won. Because Garcia won some rounds last night, although he wasn't giving them on the scorecards, he definitely won more than a couple of rounds. But straight up, that's boxing for you. When the favorite's in the driver's seat, you got to go with the flow and try to knock him out. If you don't, you're done. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oscar, to his credit, fought everybody. You didn't hear about him ducking this guy or that guy. He lost some fights to some elite fighters, but he fought everybody. And he's an important figure historically in the sport because he was, the way he looked, the way he was marketed as a crossover star, how many people loved him. I think I've told you the story of being in a taxi in Barcelona, and the guy had some little boxing gloves hanging from a hook, and my wife asked him, who are your favorite fighter? Oscar De La Hoya in Barcelona, Spain. So he was a lightning presence in the game, and he fought some damn good fight. Maybe not the greatest of the greats, but he was a damn good fighter who put on entertaining fights.
The retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant on the golden boy Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, De La Hoya, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist. I mean, he came out the game. I was his first publicist back in 1989. He didn't have a PR guy before that. Of course, then I was his first publicist. Carl DeMay was his manager or his sponsor. They paid me a couple bucks, $100 a week to talk about him on the radio, that kind of good stuff, and write about him in Flash Magazine, but it was great. I got introduced to him early on. His mother, Cecilia, may she rest in peace. She died of breast cancer. She was a very nice lady. But De La Hoya finished it 39-6, was stopped two times, had 38 KOs, and captured titles from 130 to 160 pounds. Props to him, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Jesse Rodriguez was the winner last week. Of course, off the 115-pound world champion of the WBA and the WBC, looking to move up to 118 pretty soon. He's 22-0 with 15 knockouts. He took out a guy that was undefeated, but he had three draws from Africa by the name of Fumela Kafu. Anytime anybody's got three draws and 11 wins, someone's got a smell as far as the decision's concerned. And he stopped him in the 10th round. Next up, for Bam Rodriguez, it's going to be November 22nd, 2025, the day that Kennedy was killed back in 1963. He's taking on Fernando Daniel Martinez, who's 18-0. Of course, this is going to go down in Saudi Arabia underneath the Yardie and David Benavidez card. So he's rocking and rolling. Want to mention the fact that, well, you know, I was thinking the other day, some of the great fighters that I've seen, and who was the best fighter I've ever seen in my life? I got to keep going back to Roberto Duran. Believe it or not, that's his way. I'm going to finish the story, this show. He was the greatest of all time. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I couldn't do this without Bailey Peck. He is my man on Sundays, no doubt about that. So I thank him from the bottom of my heart for him coming in. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.